Rod's Pulse Podcast number 9, Blackboard World Interview, Tegrity Campus. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts. Podcasting is the latest medium for asynchronous teaching and learning. First, a couple of notes I want to share with you. In my last podcast, number 8 bonus, it's a video on podclassing. It was my first attempt to replace an MP3 audio file with a video file. Now, if you go to my blog, you can click on the title, Video on Podclassing, and you will get the video in a format that's the MP4 format, which should play fine in QuickTime or iTunes. And you'll see a link there to Media Player version, which can play in Microsoft Media Player. The problem I experienced, however, is that it doesn't seem to be recognized in the RSS feed as an enclosure. So I'll keep working on that, figure that out, so we can try it again to see if you can actually subscribe to a video feed. The other brief note I'll mention is that I put up a link on the blog to a very nice two-page description from Educause, 7 Things You Should Know About Podcasting. So you'll see a link to that PDF document under links on my blog. Okay, so now on to today's agenda. I'll be talking with David Goad, Vice President for Marketing Communications at Tegrity. I interviewed David at the recent Blackboard Users Conference in San Diego, and finally, here is my interview as promised. So, David, first please give our audience a brief description of what Tegrity does.
Well, thank you, Rod, for the invitation to offer more information about Tegrity Campus for your audience. I really appreciate the opportunity. Tegrity Campus is a campus-wide platform that boosts student achievement and retention through 3 critical components. The first is automated class capture and replay. Then we have innovative study technologies like digital notes and podcasting. And finally, governance reporting to help institutions measure the impact of the technology on learning at their institution.
Okay, I knew about the class capture. There are other vendors that do that and podcasting, although you have an interesting twist on podcasting. But I wasn't aware of digital notes and even less of the governance reporting. I think governance reporting should be pretty interesting to our administrators here at Jefferson. But I'll tell you, digital notes was quite impressive. I saw a demo at the conference in the exhibit area, and you have to see it to believe it. I think this is a very unique capability. Just to give our audience a notion of what that's all about, you can, a student with a proper Tegrity pen, it's a digital pen, take their notes in class on what looks like ordinary paper. They go back home, they dock their pen and sync up to the Tegrity software. And then if they're reviewing the lecture, they can actually click on a handwritten note that's been scanned into their computer, or digitally input into their computer, and skip right to that section of the actual multimedia presentation of the lecture. So that would have been wonderful to have while I was in school. Anyway, that's a very interesting capability. Speaking of that, then how do faculty benefit from Tegrity? Is it hard for faculty to hard for them to figure out how to use it? Does it save time and perhaps their office hours?
Well, faculty who use Tegrity will first brag about how easy it is to use and how easy it is to learn and get started. But what I think really turns them on is the impact on learning and responses they get from their students. You know, Tegrity does save time for faculty and for IT staff because it automates the whole class recording and delivery infrastructure. Instructors and staff don't have to do any extra work for their class recordings to show up in their CMS course or on student iPods, already indexed for the easy navigation by the students. You know, when I ask instructors if it saves them time by reducing office hours, they typically say no. Instead, They like that students come to their office hours with better questions because they've already reviewed the lectures online first.
Okay, that's what it's all about, of course, students learning and retaining their information. I know some faculty concerned about students not coming to class, but in practice, I think good students will always come to class and use podcasts and other multimedia presentations to review and reinforce learning. It would certainly open up distance learning possibilities for us here at Jefferson if we were to use something like this. Speaking more about the students, then, how do students benefit?
Students benefit from Tegrity in a variety of ways. As most people know, students today have extreme pressures put on them to balance school with their busy lives. And whether they're a traditional or non-traditional student, they all seem to need more flexibility and more convenience in their educational experience. Tegrity is making a big impact for all students because it puts instant replay at their fingertips. Whether they missed all of a class or part of a class, or if they're a pure distance learning student. Integrity also goes further than any other simple class capture solution by actually providing innovative study tools like digital notes, which help the student get right to the point faster and maximize their study time, and even podcasting, which helps them take it on the go.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, at Jefferson, I wear two hats. I'm faculty and I'm also IT staff. So how easy is it for IT staff to set up and use Integrity?
Tegrity pioneered class capture and delivery almost 7 years ago, and our claim to fame was always ease of use in the classroom, you know, letting the instructor do it by themselves without IT or production assistance. And today's Tegrity Campus software suite is an end-to-end solution. It starts with one click by an instructor and ends with a student accessing the content in their CMS course or on their iPod. Everything else in between is automated and really does not require IT support. And we've even heard from customers like at Kansas State University, and they report over 6,000 Tegrity recordings. They have almost 200 active instructors in class sizes from as small as 5 to 500, and over 4,000 students benefiting from the content. And you know, they support it all with just 1.5 staff.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me. I think the less IT or audiovisual staff involved, the better. I think my boss would like that as well. Can you bookmark in a podcast? I've been trying to keep my podcast short and dedicate them to a specific topic, but it's not always possible, especially if you're dealing with lecture material that is very long.
I'm glad you asked. You know, podcasting to most people means one big kind of monolithic audio recording that can be manually recorded and converted for podcasting. And in every educational podcasting story you seem to read about, there's typically a person or a team of people kind of working behind the scenes with the headphones on in a studio doing all that work. And while with this effort you can create great stuff and get it out there, it's just not really a scalable solution. At Tegrity, we believe that every class should be recorded and that students should count on it being there right after class for any time, anywhere access. Now, recording every class is a pretty tall order. In fact, I saw your eyebrows raise up when I said it to you. Well, we're already well on our way toward providing that at various customer sites. And I think the reason we have such a big head start is because of that infrastructure I mentioned before. Integrity has the ability to capture visuals from the class and index it automatically. And we're doing a very special form of podcasting. This enhanced podcasting you asked about means that with an iPod Nano, Photo, or an iPod Video, you can not only hear the instructor's voice, but see slides and screenshots from the class, even captured annotations if they're using a tablet device. And what I think is really cool is you can even scroll through with your thumb and see little text titles on each index point, and those are all grabbed automatically by the Tegrity software while they teach. So it's teach as usual, and Tegrity software does the rest and getting it out to the students to enrich their learning.
Well, it's, you know, it's all very impressive. I saw a little bit at the in the exhibit area. What I'd like to do maybe is get a multimedia demo that we can post so faculty and students can see what the experience for a student would really be like if they had the appropriate video iPod. There was a little bit of that in the the brief video demo that I showed on my last podcast, where Blackboard Chairman Michael Patinsky talked about this capability. One final question. How have students responded to Tegrity?
Well, in some of the interviews that I've done with students who use Tegrity podcasting, there seemed to be a common theme. First of all, it's cool. Everybody agrees on that. But beyond the cool, it's also extremely useful for students with busy lives, full-time jobs, family, even exercise routines they do every day. And what we found was that podcasting filled in the rest of the gaps throughout the day. All the little 20 and 30 minute intervals throughout your day where you think you might have wasted time, whether it's riding on a commuter train, waiting in line at the post office, working out at the gym, these students were able to pull the iPod out of their pocket and maximize that time for learning. And then by the time they get home, they're able to spend more time with their family rather than trying to cram in all this required homework and review. And some of the students were actually using terms like, it's unchained me from my desk, and it's a real life-changing technology. So that's very exciting for me, and we really look forward to seeing it grow.
Well, David, I really want to thank you for this concise review of some of the impressive capabilities of Tegrity Campus. And for my viewers, or my listeners, I should say, if they want to find out more, I'll have a direct link to your website on my blog. So that about does it for today's program. I like to keep it under 15 minutes. Again, my goal is to raise the awareness of faculty and staff and students about how we can extend our Blackboard course management system to include the latest e-learning technology. Don't forget to leave comments on my blog. Go to www.rodneymurray.com/podcast or send me feedback via email to rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. Till next time, have a great week.